You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Oh, I gotta put on my uni for this. Yeah, yeah. Hey, who you with?
Hey, hi, hello, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Indeed. I'm Mike, here always every Wednesday to talk to some independent wrestling friends and family from around the world. Today, got a great guest with us. Can't do it without my co-host, though. How are you doing, Reg?
Doing pretty well. It's your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster. It's Indeed. It's Wednesday, and we got a very special guest. I'm excited about this. Somebody in our chat, Mike, though, is even more excited than we can even begin to be. So I'm excited about this.
Yep. Van Twinblade, you're here every week. I know you're an avid fan, and you're here every week with us. But I know, you know, anytime there's a Glory Pro show, you're probably hanging out there. Actually, somebody who, through their constant support and chat and always mentioning Glory Pro, is actually kind of what put me on to Glory Pro early on in my coverage of independent wrestling. So it's very fun to finally have Dan the Dad here with us. He wears many, many hats, the dad hats, the promoter hats, the wrestler hats, owns Glory Pro Wrestling. And until 3 weeks ago, he was also the almost 1400 day Alpha 1-0 Gravity champion. So we do have Dan the Dad here, and welcome to Indeed.
Yeah, legendary title run. We'll not mention the fact that I hadn't defended it in over 3 years, but we'll ignore that fact. And so over 1400 days or whatever it was, that was,
hey, oh, did I freeze?
It's pretty cool. It was fun to bring it back a little bit later.
Absolutely. That's definitely something that I'm sure will be maybe a relevant title again in the near future. But we do want to talk about Glory Pro, but before we get there, I've got some housekeeping I want to take care of with Dan the Dad real quick first. Mm-hmm. Just saw you over the weekend, GCW Please Buddy in St. Louis, and had the unique experience of sharing the ring with Santana Jackson. It's a rare moment in independent wrestling where there are two people who are so heavily rooted in their character work clash. It's not something we get to see all the time now lately. So, you know, just how was that on your end? And, you know, did you learn any moonwalk tips at all?
No, I am not coordinated enough to moonwalk. I've tried my whole life as a Michael Jackson fan growing up. But Santana's awesome. I mean, even as a wrestler and just as a performer in general, even just getting to know him and talk about his life and career as a doing his Michael Jackson show out in Vegas and traveling around with that. He's a very interesting and cool dude. And then getting in the ring was so much fun. You know, it's always it's fun to watch, you know, two people who don't take themselves overly seriously go at it, to put it in one way. And he was awesome, though. I mean, it's my first time really meeting him and familiar with his work. But, you know, you become more familiar with someone when you get to step in the ring with him. But very cool. I'm really happy for him and all the success he's having, going viral all over the place. You know, that's important for the character types out there to just kind of get that stuff out there and get people talking. And everyone's talking about Santana Jackson. I'm glad I was able to at least be a little bit of a part of it this past weekend.
Yeah, it's I guess that's really a really cool place to start, actually. Mike, great beginning here. Character work, especially in independent wrestling, is something that's constantly talked about with the current state of wrestling. Person like me, really in the spot foods, they know these things. But then there's these other wrestlers, these other characters that do get into the character work, and you're one that's kind of at the forefront of it. Did you make a conscious effort to do that? What made you want to kind of separate yourself from all the other just we do moves independent wrestlers?
I mean, you just kind of said it. I mean, it's just about separating yourself and standing out as best you can. And I would never ever try to paint myself as the one of the most incredible athletes in professional wrestling. So to see the incredible things that some of these guys and women can do all over the place, for me to stand out was going to be more with creativity and with just trying to maybe use my mind a little bit more. So it was more about trying to stand out, trying to do something different, because I mean, everything kind of blends together a little bit with wrestling sometimes if everyone's going out and trying to do the exact same thing. So it was more about just staying ahead of that. And when you know, the idea was pitched, you know, there, we go back and talk about like Ethan Page and Mance Warner pitching the idea years ago. You know, I wasn't really sure about it because I had always just been, you know, a wrestler in his little boots and trunks and was having some success. But once I started, kind of got into it and realized, you know, the immense amount of creativity that can come with it, I started to really enjoy it. And I don't think I could ever go back, just because it's like working with Santana Jackson and coming up with, like, how does a dad fight Michael Jackson? And just I'd be able to approach wrestling from that perspective, as opposed to just the more traditional perspective, is just what works for me. And I enjoy it a ton. So it really just comes down to, you know, doing what you're best at. And I feel like I found something that I really enjoy and the crowd really enjoys. So I'll just keep doing that. And that's my thing.
Hell yeah. It's definitely, seems to be working in your favor. That we mentioned it off the top of the show. You know, we've seen the title on Ascend, and obviously with news of the return in February, I feel like I must ask you, also as a resident of the glorious city of Hamilton, Ontario myself, I have to ask you about the Alpha One Wrestling Zero Gravity Championship. Also, you know, again, it was a promotion where, you know, the Dan the Dad character really kind of got a lot of like test runs early on. So, you know, how do you feel about Alpha One coming back? Is where I kind of want to get your thoughts on right now.
Yeah, super excited about it. Like you said, Alpha One was where Dan the Dad was born. Kind of forced upon me after Ethan Page photoshopped my promo picture with glasses and said, "You're Dan the Dad now." And that was literally how it came about, as I was kind of, you know, going back and forth. I'm like, "Oh, should I really get into this or not?" And once my hand was forced up at Alpha One, like I said, I'll never look back, because it's been great. So Super excited. You know, it's odd just to kind of some of us who would go from come up from St. Louis up to Alpha One. It was always like me and Cody Lane and Warhorse, and we were going up there, you know, every month, sometimes twice a month for a long time. And then to you know, pandemic and post pandemic, having, you know, not having the opportunity to go up there as much. It's really cool to be able to come back and come back consistently. So, and then great for the Ontario scene, which has produced, you know, so many great wrestlers over the years, whether it's Ethan Page, Josh Alexander, and then, you know, guys who are up there now like Mark Wheeler and Shane Saber and Space Monkey, and just be excited to see everyone all the time again. You know, people used to see at least once a month for a long time, and you know, they're folks that I only see once in a while now, but the consistency of getting back up there and getting the Ontario scene back to where it should be again is very exciting. So, and Alpha One and Glory Pro have had a partnership ever since the beginning. It's, I don't know if people really realize that Glory Pro was kind of started as an offshoot of Alpha One, you know, right from the beginning. So kind of became its own thing pretty quickly, but we've always been tied together. The St. Louis scene has always been pretty well tied to the Ontario scene, as some of those folks make their way down to Jody Threat, Shane Saber, and Mark Wheeler. They've all come down recently. So yeah, I love the connection that we have up with the Ontario scene.
Absolutely. So go ahead, Reg. Sorry.
Oh yeah. No, go ahead. I didn't want to step on any toes, but yeah, that's really cool to hear the collaboration effort. I think when we heard about Alpha One coming back, we're just excited to have another promotion, especially Mike, super close to where he is. But to know that there's going to be something more behind it, and it's more than just a new promotion or an older promotion coming back, is great to hear. Glory Pro is kind of at one of the forefronts of independent wrestling regionally, I think, and what kind of, I think the future of independent wrestling is more regional based promotions. We talked about it last week with Suge on like getting big in places like that, focusing on being the man in your region. And I think Glory Pro consistently provides that, that alternative for a lot of places. What is the motivation behind the shows and competing with all the other kind of independent super shows? Cause Glory Pro shows aren't independent wrestling super shows. They're like story based. The wrestlers are connected to the promotion. There's a lot more that kind of goes into it.
Yeah, and a lot of that just comes from like how much wrestling is on TV now, you know, compared to say 5 years ago. And it's like, how do you to try to run an independent promotion to get eyes on it? And even when you go to when you see GCW running pretty much every weekend, you know, as far as like the live independent wrestling landscape is just very, very saturated. And so it kind of, from what we've been doing recently is kind of trying to flip the script a little bit and go back to more something story-based, something episodic, something that promotes local talent, as well as, you know, consistent talent that we bring in, that we can watch them kind of learn and grow and work together and kind of operates as one team where everyone's kind of going in the same direction, as opposed to let's see how many people we can fly in to put on a super show and maybe get eyes on it, or maybe you don't. It just become difficult to compete with, especially when, you mean, you've got Collision on a Saturday, you know, running live. I mean, that's
with Ring of Honor attached to it too.
Yeah. So, I mean, even just like being able to get, wrestling fans to tune in live is difficult. Yeah. So trying to flip the script a little bit as we, you know, started running with Ascend, which we've got episode 10 dropping tomorrow. And I'm sure we'll get into that more a little bit. But, you know, the idea behind that was just not trying to compete in a place that there's just really, you have no business right now. Whereas, you know, running something in a taped format, it's episodic. We can use the same wrestlers over and over, but have them, you know, build stories together. And the other part of that is us running in the state of Missouri, which is an athletic commission state, which makes it hard to just bring in whoever you want, whenever you want, because there's medical requirements and licensing that needs to be done. So it makes it a lot easier to use a consistent roster of people who have their license and like just logistically And so all of that kind of is what came together to kind of form the direction we're going now.
I was going to ask you about that, because like you've experimented with some different formats for like how you're broadcasting the shows. You did some like Fight TV over the summer with a delayed release. You've done just like strictly on YouTube before. So now it's, instead of even broadcasting the full live show, you're kind of like breaking it up into multiple episodic chunks that are like on, you know, like a weekly delayed release. So have you been finding the response to this, releasing the series that way versus, you know, the full show method? Just like looking at it myself, I noticed, you know, viewership wise on YouTube, it's, you know, you're even the mini episodes are doing the same as like the full shows were anyway.
Yeah. I just think it makes it more digestible. I mean, expect people to tune in, do a 2.5, 3 hour, sometimes 4 hour wrestling show all the time is just, it's just difficult. And to expect anyone to be able to watch everything live is hard. So trying to just present it more like, you know, something you can watch whenever you've got the time, you know, not feeling like you're missing out on something if you miss it live. And then you think, oh, well, should I catch up on it? And, well, I already missed it live. And then maybe you don't go and watch it. So it's just presenting it in a different way to where, you know, I encourage anyone who wants to check it out. I mean, we've got, it's pretty easy to find not only the most recent episode, but a playlist of episodes starting from episode one all the way through. So if you wanted to binge watch it all and kind of get caught up, and you know, also allows us to weave in more promos and stories in between, you know, just airing the matches, which is hard to do live when you're an independent wrestling company with zero budget. I mean, there's just being, just to be real about it. And but by taking it, the live aspect out of it, it gives us so much more control over telling a cool story week to week. And I'm just a little bit more proud of that than trying to say, well, here's a wrestling show and it's live and it happens and then it's over. I'm a little more proud to say like, well, here's episode one through however many we end up doing, and it all ties together. It all is one, you know, product that is going to grow and evolve. And, you know, the first few weeks of it, there was some kinks to work out, but I think, you know, like I said, we're about to release episode 10, and I think it's the best one in terms of the format and everything really, really working together. So I'm just excited to keep it going, and the way that the schedule's kind of set for our live events going through into next year, it all lines up perfectly to keep doing this format. So unless something drastic changes with the landscape, I think it's the way that that we're going to do it. And you know, like I said, you can kind of see the numbers, they're ticking up, there are people are kind of taking notice, and hopefully we can just kind of keep, and it's been nice to experiment with different formats. Like we will post the whole episode on Twitter, because, you know, using Twitter Blue, you aren't restricted to that 2-minute, 20-second, you know, we can post an hour long video. So that's more shareable than like a YouTube video, but it still goes on YouTube to kind of operate as like an archive if you want to go back and check out the whole playlist. So it's just trying to get the content out there in any way possible. And it's not so much about, you know, sexy viewership numbers as opposed to just like actually getting people to watch and care. Because, you know, you look at, you know, even if it doesn't have a million views, you can still, you know, kind of check out like who's tuning in every week, and we're, you know, be able to kind of put a premiere out so that people can, they want to kind of get a live aspect of it. There's that way where you can check it out as it's airing and talk to people about it as it's airing. And then, you know, if you can't catch it live, it's just right there to catch up on whenever you got the time.
With that, did any of the booking mentality change with kind of the format changes, or was it kind of like, because you said you kind of just put the show together and break it down. Did that change any of the booking mentality with the new format?
Yeah, it definitely did. So it became more of like, what do we want to do over the next 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, you know, even longer, and planning it out more from that perspective, as opposed to, again, trying to book the most, you know, the card that jumps off the page and gets people to watch live, you know, as we're kind of, you know, relying more on stories coming week to week. Yeah, that changes the booking. So you might see people wrestle each other more than once, which is like on the indies, is you don't even see it as much anymore, because everyone's looking for a first time ever match and a card full of first time ever matches. And that was kind of the trend for a while. So you'll see people wrestle each other 2, 3, 4 months in a row. It ends in some kind of stipulation match, a payoff that leads to the next thing. And that's where the booking and scheduling all comes together to be different than if we were just putting on a live super show once a month, once every 2 months, whatever our schedule was before.
I like hearing that you're going to kind of continue with using this model going forward, because also, you know, aside from being like digestible, it, you know, the standout part that, you know, there is like, you know, you're kind of standing out with it too. There's not a ton of people that are, you know, doing something like this. It's mm-hmm. been, you know, on my side, like as a viewer, you know, watching it every week, it's been kind of, it kind of keeps Glory Pro more like fresh on my mind, because I have like this weekly thing to look forward to. But then also like the catch up of being able to watch multiple weeks at once, it's, you know, it's been nice to take it in. Even from the story perspective, you have the ability, you know, you do a lot of recap in there too. Like I've noticed in each of the episodes, you know, if there's any kind of like story beats between anyone that's wrestling, you know, in an upcoming match, there's kind of a little recap package for it. But something that's really stood out to me about it is the commercials. The commercials are hilarious. Like the AutoZone donut shop parody one, it sends me. But are these like provided by the local? Because I know they're actually, I had to Google them, because I they're actual local businesses, which I think is fantastic. But did they send you these, or like are you guys making them for them?
A little bit of both. We've made some from some others, from sponsors that have come through. Other ones have just kind of had them in the can, and they sent us over their most entertaining ones. So that's another part of it. You know, when it comes to just revenue from this sort of thing, I mean, it's kind of a secret, but not that much of a secret, that streaming revenue, whether it's through Fight or IWTV or any one of these providers, it's not that much. And so it's kind of like, well, could we take something and make it free and see if we can attract advertisers and sponsors? You know, it's, again, no one's getting rich off of this, but at least it's a way to offer the ability, like we can work with local businesses to maybe they sponsor the live event and we say, hey, we'll throw a little commercial on the weekly show. You know, it's just kind of gets more of a package from like a business perspective to be able to reach that. And that's kind of the point of making it free and accessible, is if we can attract something like that, then that's great. But even if not, it's not like we were making any money from live streaming anyway. So it's just all about making everything accessible. And you know, if the numbers tick up to where people want to get involved, then, you know, we can always reach out. And then we've worked with you know, wrestling brands like Smack Talk Showdown, a wrestling card game that, you know, I've been involved with for a while. Other podcasts and things. And so there's always going to be wrestling and wrestling adjacent companies that, you know, if they want to get involved, we're not going to charge you too much. It's just a little spot on the show, or you can sponsor a match, and all that kind of weaves into just kind of getting just a little bit of money going from that perspective. It's not that much, but again, it's not like we were making anything off of live streaming anyway. So it's all just trying new stuff and trying to get see what works and bucking the trend a little bit.
We could have a whole nother podcast on streaming, you know what I mean? If we really, you know, with music streaming, wrestling streaming across the board, it's just a lot that needs to be worked on, honestly.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sitting here brainstorming what the weird Glory Pro Ascend Indeed commercial is going to look like. I'm getting the hamster is just racing up in the wheel here.
Well, we're always happy. Like, we could always just get, because again, we work with everyone who's most of the roster is local. So if we all come together, we film promos, we film little commercials, we can that can always be part of it. It's not really like a big ask if we wanted to do a little something with myself and 2D and ATM and any of the other Warhorse, anyone else who's local. Like, we're all ready to film a little something for anyone who wants to help us out. So, you know, that happy to form any sort of partnership with anybody who might want to get involved. And then, hey, here's a commercial. You can post it yourself. You can do whatever, you know, that's, it's all about just kind of collaborating, working together to promote wrestling, whether you are a wrestling promotion, podcast, or, you know, you're a graphic designer, or you're making a wrestling game or anything. We all should just be working together to promote each other's stuff, because we're all on the same side, I think.
Hell yeah.
You mentioned those people that you mentioned, it got me thinking, and kind of like the spirit of Glory Pro St. Louis, you guys have become like a haven, a place that people talk about. One of the, when people are like, what are the underrated scenes? Like St. Louis comes up pretty often. Talk to me about why the hunger's there and what kind of drives everybody to want to be great. Cause there's a number of people that run together on the same kind of packs that are hungry and they're all ready for the next level. And they're all from that area. What is it out there?
I mean, wrestling just has such a history in St. Louis, whether you're going back to the NWA days and wrestling at the Chase. And so everyone kind of grew up here. Like I know I grew up with, and my dad was a big fan and his dad was a big fan. And my great grandfather was a regular at wrestling at the Chase back in the 70s. And so that culture kind of like gets handed down. So a lot of people in this city in particular, I don't have a single memory of not being a wrestling fan. I grew up right. Just with wrestling. I be like, sometimes I'll do a podcast and someone will say, when did you discover wrestling? I'm like, I don't know. I was probably 6 months old. Like that's just kind of how St. Louis is. It's very much in our DNA here. And so I think that just that when you've got people who have watched wrestling their whole life, you're going to have a natural affinity for it if you put the effort in and you're a decent athlete and you put the work in. So and then St. Louis itself is a very just a hardworking city. I mean, we're kind of a one of the smaller big cities, but in that way, we maybe have a little bit of a chip on our shoulder to be great in any way that we can. Sports in particular. So I think it's just a St. Louis thing to want to promote your scene and want to promote and prove that you're just as good as Chicago or East West Coast or any other places that maybe get more attention. Maybe you're seen as bigger markets. You know, we get slighted a little bit sometimes, and that results in people working hard. So I mean, you said it yourself. You can kind of see it all come together with everybody who's in the area, you know, working together, training together, you know, looking to push the scene in the right direction. Like we don't have a lot of infighting in this area. Like even just this month, Glory Pro and St. Louis Anarchy were running on the same weekend. They're on a Saturday, November 18th, we're on November 19th. And instead of saying, hey, don't go to that other one, come to ours, we were promoting together. We're promoting a weekend to promote St. Louis wrestling. So to get people to, I mean, we know our fan base, like we have a great fan base here to where they're probably going to go to both, but why don't we promote and say if somebody who's out in Kansas City or Louisville or Chicago or anywhere that's kind of in driving distance will come for a weekend to St. Louis. You can see two great shows. You can explore the city. I mean, it's just a matter of just kind of promoting, you know, our little engine that could kind of city here. So it's all about working together and just pushing that forward.
That's it. That's, I love that mentality. You know, camaraderie and community and everybody, like, you know, just because you're two different companies within the same city doesn't mean you have to be each other's competition. You can, you know, you can build a bigger and better scene at large by working together. And like, you know, between that and with, you know, kind of like more of the, you know, the distribution method for putting out the shows and stuff like that. You know, there's a lot of newer ideas and, you know, more, you know, less of the like necessarily old school mentality of how, you know, wrestling is run. And I wonder, because I know running Glory Pro on your own wasn't exactly something that was like in your cards initially when it kind of like fell onto you to run Glory Pro. So was that, are these newer ideas kind of something that come from a place of maybe wrestling, you know, being a full-time wrestling promoter, not necessarily being something that was immediately in your future at the time?
Yeah. I mean, it's all just been a learning experience. I mean, it's like, I'm never one to, and most of our crew here is us. We're not really ones to just do everything the way that you're taught or the way that everyone else is. And it's just about learning and paying attention to what fans want, and then just the way the landscape has changed the past few years. I mean, just the AEW existing and with as much content as that puts out, put a lot of pressure on alternatives to WWE. So it all kind of works together. It creates this cycle of, you know, and even right now you see WWE getting extremely hot again, which is great. But then as an alternative to it, which all independent wrestling kind of is like this alternative sort of thing. It's just about how do we reach people and meet them where they are and not expect them to just be constantly seeking us out. And that's just a lot of paying attention to what fans are saying and who's tuning in and kind of seeing what they're looking for and trying new things. So yeah, I certainly didn't expect to be a wrestling promoter. I mean, it's difficult to promote and wrestle on the shows, but we make it work. But you know, it's just about. But I just have a lot of fun coming up with different ideas in different ways. So the whole crew does. So it's just we all work together, and you know, this wasn't all just my idea. I mean, it's myself, it's Warhorse, it's Cody Lane, it's everybody who's in the area here working together to come up with stories and booking and all of that it's really a team effort.
That's really cool to hear. Here on the show, we've had a number of wrestlers/promoters on the show, and we're always interested in kind of the balancing act, because as much as Glory Pro continues to grow, the Dan the Dad Legend also continues to grow. We're seeing you on different shows, traveling all over the place, doing your thing. How do you balance trying to improve and become this better professional wrestler in the space while all the Glory Pro stuff is here too?
Well, it's a lot. So it really is. It's tough. I mean, I work a full-time job too. So
also, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not, I don't have too much of a life, but I guess wrestling is life, but it's cool. I mean, one of my favorite things about being a wrestler/promoter though, is being on the road myself. And I've met so much talent that is on the shows is people that I've seen traveling and met. And right. So you're not really limited to just who's in the area or, you know, who your friends are or anything. It's traveling and seeing new people and bringing them in as, you know, as logistics allow or whatever, or schedules allow. But to be like someone who travels and sees new people, it only helps it makes the promoting aspect pretty easy. It's like, well, who should I get? And it's like, oh, I just saw this, you know, these great tag team the other day. We need new tag teams. Let's get them in. And so I'm always paying attention, not only, you know, on shows that I promote or shows that I'm performing on elsewhere. I always watch the whole show as much as I can, because it's always, you're always on the lookout for new talent who would be great to bring in. So it honestly makes the promoting aspect or even like booking aspect so much easier by going around and traveling and seeing who's getting hot on the indies.
That's interesting. I never wouldn't have thought about that. I thought about it actually that way, but you using like your, you know, almost kind of scouting with your wrestling dates.
But
Glory Pro, it's been a great place for wrestlers in St. Louis to find their home. And but you did also mention bringing people in, like, you know, Tootie Lynn, that isn't directly from St. Louis, right? She like kind of travels into Kansas.
No, she's from St. Louis.
Oh, she is. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know, like Ethan Price, he is Texan, correct?
Yeah, he's originally from Texas. You've got Cody Lane also from Oklahoma, yeah, who also kind of got his start in Texas. Love using cars from Chicago too. Like, I think Lainey Luck is one of the best wrestlers in the world, and having her come over all the time and having a car from there. And then this, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Michigan car, like Jake Something and Rohit Raju and Xavier Walker. Yeah. Like,
oh man,
they're just my favorite. And so
those guys are good.
Having them all be able to, you know, with how large they are, even that they cram into one car is beyond me. But having those guys come in it makes things so much easier when we've got, you know, everyone who, you know, feels like Glory Pro is like a home promotion for them. And they all want to come. And it's nice that we're centrally located here in St. Louis, so that when people come over from, Kansas City or Michigan or Chicago, or some cars coming up all the way from Texas. It's cool. We can all kind of meet in the middle, literally in the center of the country, and put on some good wrestling.
Is that that kind of central location, like travel hub wise, is that a lot of, you know, does that play into like a lot of wrestlers' reasons for relocation to St. Louis usually?
Yeah, I mean, St. Louis has kind of traditionally been a good place. Tons of wrestlers from Texas have landed in St. Louis, like ACH back in the day. He moved to St. Louis from Texas to kind of become more centrally located to be able to travel. Kyle O'Reilly as well, when he was getting started with Ring of Honor, that he ended up in St. Louis. So it's always been a great spot to move to if you're from a more remote area, especially like a Florida or a Texas or even like a West Coast or whatever. It becomes a place where you're now in striking distance of a lot more promotions and things going on in the Midwest than you would be if you were just kind of in one of the tucked away in one of the corners of the US or Canada or wherever you're from.
Or Australia, perhaps.
Sure. Or yeah, move all the way here like Shaz. She landed in St. Louis too.
Yeah.
She landed all the way from Australia to St. Louis. But it's for that reason, because it's a great centrally located place to be able to go, you know, get on the road.
Now that I think about it, I see a lot of wrestlers kind of either tweet, I'm moving to St. Louis, or I'm going to spend time in St. Louis. Now it's making a lot more sense. It's the central hub. Everybody's hungry out there, and it seems like a pretty nice and cool place to live. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm biased, but yeah, I'd say it's a great place.
You should be. Maybe. How is it the roster? We've named a bunch of wrestlers, like these, beyond just the St. Louis people, everybody on this roster is hungry. Everybody on here is trying to do their own promos. They're trying to make sure their characters are on point. How is it with such a hungry amount of individuals consistently just wanting to either better themselves, better Glory Pro, or better wrestling as a whole?
It honestly makes it really easy. Like it kind of going back to wrestling and promoting on the same show. Like it's really easy just to put a card together and say, here's what we're looking for, and to trust that roster to deliver without that much direction. You know, we're pretty casual in terms of like what we demand from a particular match. And usually it's just kind of open to some interpretation, which is because we use so many great wrestlers who can be trusted to put out the best possible match or tell the best story. So by bringing in, you know, wrestlers from all over who are all good and are all like easy to work with and can take direction and are all working, you know, on the same team and working together, it honestly makes it easy. Once the first match starts and the show kind of runs itself, unless there's some sort of emergency or whatever, but because I don't really watch the show until I go. I actually do the video editing for the show after it's filmed. So I'll watch the show that way. But I never really get to watch it live because I'm busy preparing for whatever match or whatever I'm doing on the show. So, but I never really have to worry about it because everybody's a pro and can do their job.
Shout out to you for doing the video editing. That's two now. You and Spencer Love Pro Wrestling, both doing your full show editing. So if that's the only time you watch, like if that's when you first see most stuff back, like so. Well, what was watching the casket match with Jake something and Warhorse like when you're editing that just.
Yeah, but, I did actually catch most of that one live, since usually when it's the main event, usually it's all calmed down to where I usually am out there watching that. But yeah, there was definitely some things that I was like, oh, I didn't see that happen, or that casket really took a beating too. So that was a fun one. We got in touch with some real great like local people who have been helping us with, you know, props and things like that too. So when that thing got delivered, I was like, this is the coolest. It had to be big enough to fit Jake something. So like it was huge.
Right.
Yeah. Whoever built that, like that thing looked like it was hefty. Like there were too, like, I know, I remember Warhorse got like power bombed into it when it was like upright, and then Jake something got like slammed on it. It was never even like, it did not like, did not bend, break, nothing. It was in
it was very cool.
it hurt me to watch that. Also, Jake something having to like lift it from the floor to the ring is just,
he's a freak.
That seems unnatural. That seems unnatural. Man.
Jake something should be world champion somewhere, and I'm gonna scream it to the heavens forever. And eventually people will catch up and realize it, but just know he will be.
He will be. I 100% agree. He's that, no one is destined for greatness more than Jake something, for sure.
Seriously.
He's
the best.
Hell yeah. Speaking of people who love Glory Pro, support Glory Pro, you know, we did mention Van Twinblade earlier. He did send in a couple super chats, so I do want to read those real quick. Dan is dad, Colt is uncle, is MJF cousin. Also, 2D's going to pin Rohit again and defend the Zero Gravity belt in Alpha 1. Hey, look, I'd love that, because I've seen Rohit and Hamilton enough times. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing 2D Lin up here. That would, you know, yeah. Yeah, give me some 2D Lin in Canada. Absolutely. Give me all the Canadian first timers up here. I'd love this. Dad, when are Cinco and his friends gonna get the belt?
Which belt? Oh, like my belt personally? Probably soon. Probably by the end of the year. We'll have to take a look at what we've got coming up. But I can. It's safe to say that'll happen eventually. We'll have to see.
Yes. For those wondering, it's not in regards to a championship belt. You know, Dan the dad does some dad things, and sometimes dads get mad, and sometimes dads got to take the belt off. You know. Actually, it's got me wondering, because like there is like recent news that that Homer Simpson isn't going to be choking Bart on The Simpsons anymore. Have you received any letters or complaints from concerned parent groups that like do you have any like spots that you have to drop off? You know, it, like
any why you littles you got to get it rid of.
I've gotten a few. I think it's important to remember context and how these are two people in a adults in a professional wrestling match, and so easy to ignore when stuff like that comes up, because it's not like I would ever do that to an actual child. So
right.
It's all context and all in good fun, but it has happened at least a couple times where, you know,
spanking dad.
Yeah. Van Twinblade is having the time of his life today. This is the chat is his whiteboard.
This feels fitting. I've been doing podcasts on Fightful for 2 years, and every time Van Twinblade's there, and every time it's about Glory Pro, never fails. Like for 2 years straight, it's always been Glory Pro. So this feels very fitting to finally have a Glory Pro representation and Dan the dad here, because Van Twinblade's been fighting for a long time. So appreciate you, Van Twinblade, for always sticking through. And we hope to have more Glory Pro people also, of course, because like I said, the roster and the people out there are killing it right now.
Do a whole round table with the amount of people that are, you know, Glory Pro regulars that we'd love to hear from here. Which is something I kind of want to get to, because we talked about all the people who have made a home at Glory Pro, but you're always looking, you know, I've noticed you're bringing out like new faces and you know, bringing in people that are, you know, fresh and maybe not always familiar to the area. Who are some people that you know, as we're wrapping things up here, that you'd like to, you know, kind of maybe caught your eye, that you want to shout out, that, you know, from the St. Louis area that are maybe coming up that you'd like to see more of in Glory Pro or bring in for the first time, and even outside of the area?
Sure. So I mean, luckily, I mean, I'm involved a little bit in the Forge here, the school that's kind of our main school here in the St. Louis area. So there's always great talent. Like you'll see a couple kids, the new guys coming up. Great tag team. They're very new, but they're hilarious, and they're a great couple good athletic kids. So you'll probably see them on this show this month, kind of to get them introduced. But I encourage you to look them up. They've got some goofy promos, and they're trying the whole Twitter promo game, which is tough with the algorithm and everything. Super tough. But they're trying, and so I encourage you to look them up. I mean, as far as outside the area, it's a crime that Brian Keith hasn't been here, and I'm gonna rectify that. And that's just
a hurry.
That's just because of schedules. I know the deal. So
I'm sure everyone and their dog is like trying to get him. Like, when does he have time to go anywhere?
Of course. But yeah, even bringing over, you know, more folks from the Chicago area, like Storm Grayson, the freelance champion. He's awesome. He's been through a few times. Want to have him back more. I've loved having, like, I love that PME has become such a staple of Glory Pro out of the Cleveland area. So, you know, getting more people out from that area too, they can hop in the car. So we've got avenues for just about a lot of different places in the country to be able to get here, whether it's a carload that's already coming or something else we can figure out. So always on the lookout, and wherever I'm traveling to see who's coming up.
Absolutely. And I know you do have Must Be the Money coming up next weekend as well.
Yes, next Sunday, the 19th.
So what can people look forward to on that card? And, it's coming up on that one.
Big rematch between Camaro Jackson and Calvin Tankman. So very excited about that one. Myself and Luigi Primo teaming up. That'll be fun. A nice four-way for the Zero Gravity Championship. So Heat's going to bring that back against Cody Lane, Tootie Lynn, and ATM. It's going to be a great card. So that's just a few of the top matches there. But just our usual thing, usual crew doing cool stuff.
Hell yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing that as it comes out week by week on Ascend. Before we wrap up, you know, anything else you want to plug? Anyone else you want to shout out, put over, promote before we head out of here?
Yeah, like we've just been talking Glory Pro. So, best place to find Ascend is either on YouTube. It's the easiest way to find like the most recent episode as well as the archive, our most recent episode is always the pinned tweet on our Twitter. So you can find it there too. So no excuse to miss it. But that's at We Are Glory Pro on Twitter, at Glory Pro Wrestling on Instagram, some content there as well. Then all my stuff and at Thanks Dan the Dad on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. So Alpha One coming up. I'll be going back over to Japan in a couple weeks for GAN Pro. As well as I may be stopping in by Choco Pro. That's not confirmed, but it kind of is. So you'll be on the lookout for that. And so I'm excited to go back there and then come back and hit the ground running. And we'll see how kind of finish this year strong, and we'll see what comes from next year. I'm real excited about 2024, really.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much again for taking some time out and coming and talking Glory Pro with us today. Definitely would love to have you back on in 2024, talk about your trip to Japan, talk about coming back up to Canada here for some Alpha One. Again, in the meantime, Twitter links and everywhere, go follow Dan the Dad, check out Glory Pro. And Reg, where can everyone find you at, my dude?
You can find me at Righteous Reg. I'm on with Denise tonight after AEW for the AEW post show on her channel. Tomorrow I'll be on with Kate on the Ring of Honor post show. This Saturday, every Saturday with Philip Lindsay. This Saturday we have a very special guest, DNA the Battle Rapper. I'm very excited about that. So yeah, we're going. We're moving. I'm excited. This is cool. Dan the Dad, super great stuff. We love just learning about the ins and outs of our favorite promotions and a continued success. I hope. I love everything that you guys are doing there, and we appreciate you coming on.
No, thanks, guys. Yeah, anytime, reach out. I'd love to come back.
Hell yeah. And for myself, Twitter's right there. Here every Wednesday with Reg talking about independent wrestling. Next week, we've got an unconfirmed guest from West Coast Pro Wrestling, but somebody's going to be here to talk about Whiplash, which is happening next weekend. Week after that, Matthew Grant, he is the Crossbody Pro Wrestling Internet Champion. He'll be here hanging out. Actually, fun fact, former Alpha One referee.
I know Matthew. I haven't seen him in a long time. I'm sure I'll see him when I'm back up there.
Yeah, and then another familiar name, perhaps, 29th of November to round out the month, Von Vertigo is going to be here. He just got back from a self-booked trip to the UK, and we're going to talk about that because that's been definitely some adventure. Thank you for tuning in and hanging out with us. We'll see you in a week. In the meantime, go to some independent shows. Peace and love.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.